Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Today we're talking about simple SEO tips that you can apply right now to grow your website traffic and some key details that actually factor into your SEO strategy and site traffic growth. Whether you've been struggling to understand how to optimize your content with SEO or you feel completely intimidated just hearing SEO, I'm breaking down three ways to apply these simple tweaks to start seeing website traffic growth. So get ready to take some notes and let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Do you want to kick your content strategy up a notch and learn how to create triggering copy? I am having a live website copy strategy training in my Facebook group on May 15th, and I'm going to be teaching you how to choose the right keywords based on your niche, how to create a content map and pre-plan content weeks in advance, and how to craft content titles to grow your traffic organically. It's going to be super informative and I would love for you to come and watch. And you can join my group at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur, and I hope to see you there. So I remember how frustrated I felt trying to grow my website traffic when I started my business. I spent a lot of time creating and pushing out content that was not relatable in any way to my target niche. So when I actually started to apply SEO to that same content, might I add, I didn't even change the content. I thought I could work with the content that I created, and I still never saw my traffic grow. What I should have done was create more strategic and intentional content targeting one main audience. And I didn't even know that at the time though. I just wanted to reach people and help them solve what I was good at solving. I think that that's the most upsetting part of it all, is that you know you can really help someone that's been where you are and you're having trouble understanding the correct way to deliver that thing. And side note, I was actually getting very frustrated at the time because I didn't understand how to read my analytics. So I didn't even know how to measure what content was performing best out of everything that I was publishing. The only two things that I actually knew that was related to analytics were page views and new users. And neither of those things was moving up or down, so I knew nothing was working. And analytics is something that I'll cover in a future episode, just so you know. So it's very frustrating when you're trying to apply something and you don't even have a little bit of understanding of how it works and how to know if what you're doing is actually working or not. Another thing that I did not realize at the time that is actually a factor for SEO is site speed. And I was uploading PNG images. Like, all of my images were just huge sizing and PNG format. And those PNG formats are extremely resource heavy. Just a little FYI. If you're Your backgrounds don't need to be transparent. Download JPEG or GPG format and upload them that way. It takes way less resources to load those kinds of file formats for images. Anyways, so I ended up taking a pause to really figure out who it was that I was actually serving and get serious about writing very valuable content that my audience wanted to read, and to also learn the basic analytics stats so I could understand what was working and what wasn't. Because realistically, you can crank out content all day, but if it's not solving a problem and you don't know if it's something anyone wants to read, it's kind of a wasted effort. And overwhelm sometimes can really exaggerate the pressure of learning something new. Like, I don't even want to try this anymore. Let's just scrap this idea and start over, you know? And sometimes starting over is actually worth it. You can't really skip learning and applying things and expect overnight results. What it really comes down to is quality over quantity. So if you have to scrap everything and take a minute to learn a few things to really create quality content and results, it really makes a difference in your content and your strategy. It's never a waste to retrace, learn, apply, and repeat. So there are three simple SEO tips that you can apply to your content to grow your website traffic. So the first one is consistency. Of course, consistency. So the first thing that you really need to ask yourself is, how frequently are you creating new content? Is it consistently? So Google, not just your audience, wants to see consistency in content creation. This doesn't have to be over the top social media crank the content wheel status, but you do need to be publishing content consistently. Even if you create one piece of content once a week or even every other week, the point is it is consistent. So the way to show up consistently and create consistent content is to plan ahead. What works for me is thinking of my next three pieces of content, do a soft outline in my binder. I use a binder for my soft outlines. Write the current one that is due to be published in that same week, and I get it entered into my website. And then after I enter it, I revise the content by adding the keywords in the text and in the headings. And you also want the content to flow naturally with the keyword added. The second one is keyword competitiveness. So how competitive is the keyword that you are using? So when you're new to the content game, you have to go for the slim pickings. There's little to no chance that you are going to rank on the first page of Google for a keyword that has an SEO difficulty score of probably 65 and up, even if the search volume is like 10,000 and up. There are plenty of relatable keywords for the targeted keywords that you want to rank for, and eventually you will. The goal is to rank number one on the front page of Google for the keyword that you are using. So you would pick a keyword with a very low competitive score, like 25 or lower, I would say. Even if the search volume is like 50 to 100, as long as it lands you on the front page of Google, you are more than likely to get click-throughs to your website. And I would say out of this entire strategy, focusing on low keyword competitiveness is what is going to get your traffic to grow, pending your copy strategy. Is the content that you are creating content that your audience is searching for? Aside from your keyword competitiveness and copy strategy, you need to make sure that your content is something that is going to resonate with your audience. So while it's a big milestone to get on the front page of Google, what's really going to seal the deal for click-throughs is content that resonates. So before you start researching rankable keywords and picking whatever you can find, you really need to know the keywords that your audience is searching for. And if you need some help on this step, go have a listen to episode 10 for market research questions to ask your audience. You have to know how your audience is typing the problem into Google, how it makes them feel. And by going to the source, you will get a lot of answers. There are a few factors to great SEO, like site speed. And one I mentioned earlier was the image sizes and file format. So always opt to upload JPEGs unless the image is a transparent background. The second one worth mentioning is broken links, redirects, and unindexable pages. And the way to find out if you have broken links is to Google Broken Link Checker and choose an option to check from Google, or I use Uber Suggest. You can use that too. And Uber Suggest will actually tell you what your redirects are and what pages that couldn't be indexed for whatever reason. There are pages, though, that you do not want to be indexed, like your login pages and thank you pages. So don't get too hung up on the pages that are not indexed. Most that are listed are most likely the ones that shouldn't be anyways. The site speed, broken links, and redirects are SEO factors, but not something that is going to completely hinder your progress or traffic growth. These are just things to be aware of and resolve issues when they pop up. And one more factor I want to add is that if your domain name is new, give yourself and your business some grace. A new domain name might slow traffic down since Google favors aged websites, but at some point your domain name won't be so new. It is a long game, so once you are established and you have a consistent flow of traffic, the patience and the hard strategic work will pay off. All right, friends. That is it for today's episode, and I hope the rest of your week is productive and you have an awesome weekend, and I will meet you back here on Wednesday. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.